giving you the best of the best non-stop. Spanglish Radio.
The Speaker of the House. Yeah.
Follow us at Spanglish Radio on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. It's not the same old, same old. Spanglish Radio. You'll never know what you're going to hear next on Spanglish Radio. It's not the same old, same old. Spanglish Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Spanglish Radio TV. Yeah, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, Spanglish Radio TV. Estamos aquí, pues si acaso creen que es un relajo, hablamos español y también inglés. Spanglish Radio con Dani Rivera y Loren. Estamos bien, bien, bien alegres porque no solamente tenemos al alcalde de una ciudad aquí, una ciudad que la queremos muchísimo, que nos criamos aquí, pero es un muchacho que es de esta ciudad y que se crió en esta ciudad y superó cosas que yo, que soy de esta ciudad, sé que no es fácil. ¿Te entienden? Entonces estamos bien, bien honrados, bien, bien alegres de tenerlo aquí como visita a Dan Rivera. Y quiero presentarle esta gorrita como regalo. Present this Spanglish Radio hat to the mayor, Dan Rivera. Just as an omen of appreciation for his efforts as a Lawrence kid. Thank you, Dan. And welcome to Spanglish Radio Insight with Hoffa.
Thank you, Hoffa, man. This is nice.
We had a common place where we all go to Lawrence Kids, which was the Lawrence Boys and Girls Club.
Yep.
Shout out Steve Kelly. Shout out Robinson. There's so many names to mention.
Robinson taught me how to swim, dude.
Listen, Robinson taught the mayor how to swim. Kelly taught me so many things I can't say on this thing. You know what I mean? Kelly's a father to me. You know what I mean? So the beautiful thing about that is, and the reason why we can say these names and these people is because they set up a platform where they helped the community at the time where people weren't really focused in the community. And you came up within that system.
You see the number of Latinos that are up there. So just like you said, wow, it's a big thing. You know there's four mayors that have been Boys Club kids. Four of them, but only two of them are from Lawrence, two of them from Methuen.
Amazing. And probably only one of them is Spanish, right?
And only one of them Spanish.
Latino?
Yeah.
Which is so happy that you received the Hall of Fame Award from the Lawrence Boys and Girls Club.
It's one of the awards that I got and that I cherish.
Right. You can't just make that award up. Yeah, you got to be from here.
They gave me the Hall of Fame Award from the place where I grew up.
Right.
Like Bumper Pool.
Exactly. Yes, I
do. Tag in the Bag.
Yes.
Keystone Club.
Yes, the Keystone Club is awesome.
Those little pizza.
Yeah. 25 cents English muffin pizzas.
And who doesn't ever love it? I don't know if they still got them, your card, your membership.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I love it. My kids still got theirs. I see it and it gives me flashbacks.
So I think it's a rite of passage.
I mean, not only did you grow up in Lawrence, but you grew up in Lawrence in housing system.
Projects.
Came up from the housing system and managed to like be the director or the manager of the.
Yeah, let me tell you, it's, you know, when you live in the projects, you know,
right.
From the Briggs.
Hancock Projects, Briggs family, baby, you already know what it is.
And so you,
don't
you,
have to
know,
sue
you
fool
know people
you.
And you know that stuff, you know, you try to bring that what you learned on the street from,
right.
You know, and you take it seriously.
Grow from where you came from.
Right.
And so I had an opportunity to work for the Housing Authority here in Lawrence. And then I got a chance to be the manager. And I was the manager.
Amazing.
I mean, you're the manager of the stadium project. You're the manager of Market in Loring, where I was at. So
Marcus
there was
Street.
150 units over there, something like that. Families that we helped out when I lived next to them. Market Street project.
Yeah, you know,
Market
you know,
Street, stand up, Market Street. Lawtown, 978. It's the real thing in the house,
yeah,
yo.
Serious.
It's
so,
the real thing,
you know,
yeah.
I got to be the manager.
They were doing 9/11, and you know, it's funny because, you know, people who knew my mom, so would come up and be like, hey, Danny, you're the manager? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, so what's up? You got to pay the rent still? I'm like, yeah, we got
to
still pay the
and
rent.
And that's, you know, I was going to bring it to that point.
And you helped to oversee all that and make sure that a lot of these kids had the opportunity to not be so plagued by crime, at least in that one block
well,
at
listen,
that time.
I'm telling you, that's you learn about public policy, they call it.
Right.
It really is running government to help people out.
Exactly.
People call it public policy, but to me it's like running government to help people out.
Exactly.
And so when you're the manager, you don't just collect rent. You got to make sure the heat works.
Right.
You got to make sure the windows are fixed.
Right.
You got to make sure the backyard is clean.
Right.
All that stuff.
and being mayor.
Make sure they're not skipping the alley.
Exactly. Throwing snowballs from the alley. Yeah. Bumper skiing.
Stealing cars.
All that, you know. But they kids. And right. 99% of the families right. were just like, hey, we just trying to get by. Work exactly. hard, get by. Work hard, get by.
Exactly. And
so I bring that knowledge to the job as mayor.
I mean, coming from a Latino immigrant situation, mm-hmm. it's hats off to the Lawrence Boys Club. It's hats off to Dan Reverber and his mm-hmm. team. It's hats off to your mother, Danny. You know what I'm saying? Because we talk about the Boys Club and we talk about the Market Street, but the whole time Danny was going to the Boys Club, the whole time Danny was on Market Street being a manager, he lived with his mom. A single mom, you know what I mean? A Lawrence person who embodied the Lawrence ways, you know, and was able to raise her son the right way by using the system of Lawrence, mm-hmm. the right stuff in Lawrence, such as the Boys Club, to bring Danny up. So I just wanted to ask you about your mom.
To me, it's like, when we talk about my moms, I just think, like, think about you being 16 years old and coming to a whole different country with a kid that's 5 years old.
Right.
And then landing in New York City. And then you have to, like, sew your way through life. Like, bitch, she was a seamstress. She was so. And then have the wherewithal to say, all right, now I got a bunch of other kids. Now I'm going to move to Lawrence, Massachusetts. And, when you're from San Pedro Macorís from the Dominican Republic, back then, you didn't know about no Lawrence.
No.
Because back then, I told people, we actually had a discussion last night. People were saying, how long have you been here? Other stuff. And I said, when I was here from New York, I came when I was 5 with my mom's. There was more Puerto Ricans than Dominicans. Yes. You tell that to people, they don't believe it.
Listen, I remember the day not too long ago, and God bless Puerto Rico, and we're in our prayers, like, heavy. Like, we understand. We see a lot over there. You feel me?
Yeah. Luili Refrigeration. Ovens, stoves, washers, dryers, refrigerators, estufas, neveras, lavadoras, secadoras. You call, he gets there. Tu llamando y Luis llegando. Luili Refrigeration. 491 Essex Street, Lawrence.
Follow us at Spanglish Radio on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. It's not the same old, same old. Spanglish Radio.
As the Lawrence kid, I just want to hear about how the Lawrence kid was able to manage love and, like, a relationship, and how you was able to kind of, like, transcend to these through these things and still been able to maintain yourself to the point where you now have a beautiful, beautiful, God bless family.
I'll tell you how, like, honestly, when you grow up here, at least when we grew up back in the day, you know, like today, we have beautiful people in our community, fell in love. You have these crushes with girls you see at dance parties and the basement
right.
parties.
Yeah.
You know, and it was Lisa days.
Yeah, so culture,
man. Oh, my God. And so, you know, you had that life, love, and then you have your high school sweethearts and stuff like this. So you learn about those things. And, you know, I was blessed with a great relationship coming out of college. And, you know, we lived together for a while. She was a Yankee fan. Let's be clear.
Yo, listen.
And, it's real. She was a Yankee
foundation
fan.
Foundation
people. So at the end of the day, we didn't work out. Just came back to the city and stuff. But then in transition, I went to work at a place and I met this beautiful girl. She's Peruvian. Irish, French, Canadian.
Spanglish.
Telling you.
Spanglish. Lawrence people are workers.
Absolutely. We're people of faith.
Yeah,
people
workers.
Community
good spiritual
workers.
People.
I got a Lawrence kid's perspective. Me and this kid, Abel Vargas, who's our economic development director.
Which is a great Lawrence kid who's done good. And
Red
I'm glad.
Track.
Yes, I'm glad you're not political. I'm Hoffa, B. You know what I'm saying? But the truth is, Lawrence is Lawrence, and I you got to be from somewhere, and I'm from here. You know what I mean? So it's exciting to see when our community is itself. You know what I mean? So Dan Rivera is an example of that.